Hello, everyone. Welcome to an audio demo of Talking Typing Teacher. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Danny, head of the technical support group here at Marvelsoft. I'm going to take you on a quick audio tour of Talking Typing Teacher. Before I do, though, let me give you a quick rundown on what this program is. Essentially, it sets itself apart from everything else on the market by the fact that it's completely narrated by pre-recorded human speech. EagerID and Clever Karen completely narrate the program when you're learning to type and changing options and pretty well doing anything else with it, which means there's no synthesizer or screen reader involved. In fact, there's very few instances where text-to-speech is used in Talking Typing Teacher. Basically, we only use it to read the remainder of a drill or to set your font. Everything else is read with pre-recorded human speech. We've also designed Talking Typing Teacher so that it'll work with pretty well any computer user. If you're new to computers and don't know a whole bunch about how they work or how to run them, all you have to know is how to turn your computer on. It'll pretty well take care of the rest. If you're an advanced computer user and want to do all sorts of exotic things with the program, it's very powerful in its own right, and you shouldn't have any trouble doing that at all. Talking Typing Teacher will also run on all operating systems, which means you can run it on Windows 95, 98, or Millennium Edition, or Windows NT 2000 and XP for you networking folks. That's pretty all I had to say. So let me press enter and start the program and we can begin this tour.
Marvelsoft, the future of sound. Talking Typing Teacher, file cabinet.
Now, as you can see, TTT came up talking and it's presented us with the first option, which is File Cabinet. Basically, File Cabinet is where teachers and professionals will spend a lot of happy hours, hopefully, creating customized typing lessons and setting a lot of options that students will want to have set for them. We'll cover more about File Cabinet later. Right now, I'm going to press the Tab key to move to the next button on this screen.
Explore the Keyboard.
Which is Explore the Keyboard. I'm going to press Enter and show you a bit about this. Basically, Explore the Keyboard will let you press any key on the keyboard and speak it aloud. EagerID will tell us more about that when we click on it.
Welcome to Explore the Keyboard. Feel free to press any key, or any key combination, to hear its name spoken aloud. Just go ahead and get to know your keyboard. You won't hurt your computer no matter what you press.
Good.
When you're finished, simply tap Escape 3 times to exit. Happy exploring!
So we can press any key here. I'm just going to type a sentence.
T-F-F-S-T-F dot.
I can use the arrows.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
And it can also do key combinations such as
Alt-Control-A
or
Alt-Control-Delete
or even
Alt-F-4. Control-Escape. Page up.
There isn't any key that this can't capture, which means beginning typists can go through, they can use their entire keyboard, get used to typing any keys from basic
ASDF
to key combinations such as
Alt, Control, Shift, Z.
That's a tricky one. Now you'll notice here that we've got two different voices going. The one that's reading the screen is EagerID, and the other one that's reading what I'm typing in is Clever Karen. This helps to distinguish what you're doing. You have EagerID reading the screen, and Clever Karen announcing the keys you're typing to Talking Typing Teacher. I'm going to press Escape 3 times to return to the main menu, and we'll go through our next option.
Escape.
Talking Typing Teacher. File Cabinet.
One thing I should mention before we go too much farther with this audio demo. Today I'm going to be using the keyboard to show you how the program works. When you have the program running on your computer, however, you can use the mouse to click on all these buttons. It's just a standard Windows dialog. Everything works with the keyboard, though. You never have to use the mouse if you don't want to, which is great with me. So I'm going to press Tab twice, pass
Explore the Keyboard
to get to
Typing Lessons,
which is where you'll be spending most of your time when you're learning to type. I'm going to press Enter, and EagerID is going to come up talking and welcome us to Typing Lessons.
Welcome to Talking Typing Teacher. I'm EagerID, and I want to congratulate you on deciding to learn to type. Typing is both easy and fun, and we're going to learn together. For each lesson, I will tell you about the keys you're going to learn and how to reach them with your fingers. My sister here, Clever Karen, will add anything I miss.
Hi, I'm Clever Karen, and I'm glad to help out.
Oh, I'll bet you are. In each lesson, you will learn something new or go over what you already know. We also have a few surprises for you along the way, so you should have fun, too. It's important to enjoy yourself when you learn a new thing, and that's what we're here for. One of the best things about Talking Typing Teacher is that you can do all the lessons all on your own. Clever Karen and I will tell you everything you need to know. By the time you're done all the lessons, you'll be very good at typing, and you will really feel great about it, too.
Well, let's get started.
Yes. When you're ready to begin,
press any key.
That gives you a really good example of how the typing curriculum is laid out. Eager Eddie and Clever Karen interact through the whole thing. Clever Karen always likes to jump in and add things that Eager Eddie forgets. They make a really good team, and it's an incredible typing experience, let me tell you. So I'm going to press enter, like they told me to, and it's going to bring up the typing lesson screen, which lets us pick any lesson we want to take.
Typing lessons. Lesson selection. Lesson 1. Getting started. The arrow keys. 1 of 41.
Now we're in the lesson selection box. One box over, however, I'm going to press Shift-Tab to move to the previous box.
Level selection. Level 3. 3 of 5.
Is the level selection. Now this is where you can set the program on an easier level if you have a student that's not in high school. So I'm going to press Home to jump to the top of this box because we want to go through each level and explain it.
Level 1. 1 of 5.
Level 1 is for students in grades K to 3. This is a trimmed down version of the lesson curriculum, which means students will be able to type a lot quicker than they would if they had to learn 41 lessons. This just covers letters and numbers and basic punctuation, really. And the curriculum is presented in a lot easier wording, basically.
Level 2. 2 of 5.
Level 2 is for students in grades 4 to 7 and English as second language students. Again, the wording's a bit easier and the lesson curriculum only has 29 lessons instead of 41. Back
level
down to
3,
level 3.
3 of 5.
That's the standard lesson curriculum that you'll be taking if you're in high school or an adult. This covers all keys on the keyboard. Letters, numbers, punctuation, modifiers, key combinations, and all those creepy keys like tilde, grave accent, and print screen, scroll lock, and pause. So I'm going to press Tab.
Lesson selection. Lesson 1. Getting started. The arrow keys. 1 of 41.
And lesson 1's always a good place to start, so I'm going to press enter. Now this is going to bring up the first lesson in the typing lesson curriculum. Eager Eddie and Clever Karen are going to start to read the directions. We're not going to listen to all that today because we're running out of time. So I'm just going to press enter.
Now before you actually start learning to type, there are a few things you should know.
And they go ahead and give you posture tips, typing habits, the whole bit. So I'm going to press enter.
Now, you'll certainly use the arrow keys a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Introducing the arrow keys. So I'm going to press enter to start the lesson.
Up arrow.
And it wants me to type up arrow, which I'm going to do.
Up arrow.
Down arrow.
And you heard our little ding to say that I typed the key correctly. I'm going to press down arrow now.
Down arrow.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
And now it wants me to type both of them.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
Now if I press a couple of incorrect keys.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
We get that weird little noise to tell me I type them wrong, and it repeats the drill for me to type. So now I'm going to type the drill correctly.
Up arrow. Down arrow.
Down arrow. Up arrow.
Now, one more thing I want to show you while we're in here is our status boxes. These are at the bottom of the screen. We can read them with Marvel Talk, which is basically our human speech program, by pressing Alt-S for status.
75 words per minute. 151 keys per minute. Accuracy, 60%. 4 errors. 1 minute 2 seconds elapsed.
Okay, so we're done with lesson 1. I'm going to escape out of here by pressing the escape key 3 times.
Up air. Talking Typing Teacher. File Cabinet.
And that returns us to the Talking Typing Teacher screen. I'm going to press Tab twice to go to the typing lessons because I want to show you a lesson that has a bit less directions so we can go through it a bit more thoroughly.
X Typing Lessons.
And press Enter.
Typing Lessons. Lesson Selection. Lesson 1. Getting Started. The arrow keys.
Let's go down to lesson 4.
Lesson 2. The Home Row. Lesson 3. Escape and Tab. Lesson 4, ASDF.
That's
4 of 41.
Let's hit enter to start that lesson.
Before we start again, don't forget to sit up straight with your hands resting on the home row. Slightly lift your wrists so they are higher than your fingertips. Now relax and enjoy.
And remember from last time, the home row is the third row of keys on your keyboard.
Place the fingers of both hands on the home row keys. Make sure that your index fingers are lightly resting on the two keys with the bumps on them. Use either thumb to strike the space bar. Remember,
the A key is under your left pinky.
The S key is under your left ring finger.
The D key is under your left middle finger.
And the F key is under your left index finger.
And again, no peeking at those keys.
To proceed, Hit enter.
Okay, so we got a lot of information there. Posture tips, location of keys. See how Eager Ready and Clever Karen interact to make it a really interesting and fun learning experience. I should mention here that in lessons 2 and 3, they were taught the location of the home row and that kind of thing. We've kind of jumped a bit of the lesson curriculum so we can go through one that has some interesting stuff. So I'm going to press enter to start the lesson.
A-S-D-F.
And I'm going to type that.
A-F-F.
A-S-D-F.
A-F-D-F. 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 AFDF, 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 AFDF.
That's right. FDSA.
Nice encouragement. I was getting really tired of typing ASDF. Now we're on to FDSA.
FDA, 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 FDSA, FDSA, FDA, FDA.
A-D-S-F.
Now what you saw there was another neat feature of TTT. It was a sound. There's a lot of these in the typing curriculum to make it, again, to make the program really fun and exciting when you're going through it and learning to type. You can shut these sounds off, though, if you or your student finds them distracting. We'll go into how to do that later on in this tutorial. So I'm going to press escape again 3 times to return to TTT main screen.
A-A, Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
Okay, on to the next option. Let's press tab 3 times now and go to...
X typing key practice.
Key practice. Let's hit enter.
Key practice. Find letters.
Now, we have a whole bunch of choices here. We can find letters. I'm just going to tab through them so you can see the different keys that we can practice today.
Find capital letters. Find numbers. Find capital numbers. Find punctuation. Find function keys. Find hotkeys. Find system keys. Find all keys.
And then we're back to guess where.
Find letters.
Basically, this and the next 2 options are designed for practice, so you or your student can reinforce the skills you've learned in the typing lessons. Let's go into key practice.
Locate T.
And I'm supposed to locate T, so I'll do that.
T.
Press F.
F.
Push B.
B.
Strike N.
N.
Find G.
G.
Hit M.
M.
Hit W.
W.
Press Q.
Q.
Find B.
B.
Press R.
R.
Goodness, that's great! In 17 seconds, you found 10 out of 10 keys correctly. Okay.
So there, we finished our key practice drill, had some nice congratulations music, and Eager Ready told us how many keys we'd found.
Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
One thing I should mention here is that you can set it under File Cabinet, and we'll go into this later, but you can set it for more drills if your student wants more practice with the keys. So let's go to...
X type a heap word practice.
Word practice. These are always fun.
Cycle.
S-E.
Cheap.
C-E.
A-A-P.
A-P.
A-P.
Yard.
Y-A-D.
Friend.
R-E-D.
Water.
W-A-T-E-R.
No.
Nice congratulations tone again.
N-O.
Dash.
D-A-H.
Sad. Sad.
F-A-D.
Kind.
K-A-D.
Doctor.
D-O-C-T-R.
This is amazing.
Thank you.
In 23 seconds, you typed 10 words. That's 44 keys. Just for your information, your speed is 112 words per minute. Okay.
Okay.
Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
Key practice, word practice, what's next? You guessed it, sentence practice. So let's go there.
X type key word sentence practice. Level selection, now, level 1.
Here we have 3 levels of sentence practice. Level 1s are kind of short, level 2 is medium, and level 3s are really long. Let's just do level 1 because it'll be quicker.
The step is rotten.
Not good.
T-E-F-T-E-P-I-S-R-O-T-T-E dot.
The story was very long.
T-E-S-T-O-R-W-A-S-V-R-W-S-L-H dot.
The pop is fizzy.
I like this one.
T-E-P-O-P-I-S-S-I-Z-Y dot.
A jet flew overhead.
And again, you had one of our sounds that we met earlier in the lessons.
H-J-E-T-S-E-O-V-R-E-A-D dot.
The boat started to sink.
Don't those make it fun?
T-E-B-A-T-S-T-R-T-E
D-D-O-S-I-K
dot.
The butter caught fire.
I'm going to escape out of these. You get the idea.
C. Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
This is hard work. Let's go to typing games, which is the next option on the menu. This is a neat thing you can do when you've been typing for a whole bunch of time and you're sick of it. So we're going to tab down to typing games.
X type keywords at typing games.
And hit enter.
Typing games. Letter memory game.
Now we have six games here. Letter memory game. I'm going to tab through them.
Number memory game. Word maker. Guess my number. Tune tutor. Music master.
And then we have...
Options. Help desk. Exit. Letter memory game.
Okay, so all of these games are designed to practice your typing on, to get you really good with accuracy and typing speed. We're going to play Guess My Number today because that's a really fun one as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to tab back down to Guess My Number.
Number. Guess My Number.
And hit enter.
Since you're about to play this game for the first time, here's a quick rundown on how it works.
We're not going to listen to this whole thing, but basically it gives you a quick rundown, as Hikareti puts it, on each game. We're just going to click past that for now.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Now, we have 1 in 10, 1 in 50. It goes all the way up to 1 in a million, believe it or not. It takes me half the day to get it. We're just going to do 1 in 10 for now because it's easier.
I have a number between 1 and 10. What's my number?
I don't know.
Guess 1. Empty.
Okay, so our first guess is going to be 5.
5.
Higher.
Okay, so we'll try 7.
7.
Higher.
9.
9.
Just a bit higher.
Well, 1 in 10, it's probably going to be 10.
1. 0.
Terrific.
Thank you.
My number was 10. You got it in 4 guesses. Okay.
See how interactive this program is? I just love it that way.
Typing games. Letter memory game.
And we're going to escape back to TTT.
Talking typing teacher. File cabinet.
Okay, our next option is workbook. It's getting to be a lot to tab down to. I'm going to press B to jump right to it, but you could tab down to it if you wanted to.
Welcome to workbook. You're now in a fully functional editor that you can use to practice writing and editing documents. After typing in some text, use your arrow keys to review what you've written. To access such exciting features as find, word count, and check spelling, simply press Alt to bring up the menus. And when you're finished, just hit Escape to return to Talking Typing Teacher. Happy editing!
Okay, so let's type in some text.
TFFATETWRKBOK. Enter.
And we'll say
OWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDOWDO
home to jump to the top of the box.
This is a test with workbook.
That's what we wrote. I'm going to arrow down.
Blank.
Blank line.
How do you do today?
I do just fine.
Blank.
And again, another down arrow.
Do you like workbook?
So we've reviewed the text we've entered here. Now,
blank.
How do you do today?
We can cut out this whole line,
H,
by going Alt-End.
Delete end of line, blank.
And it's completely gone. Then we can enter something different in here, like
I-S-T-R-A-N-G question.
And now our text reads,
this is a test with workbook,
blank.
Is it raining,
blank.
Do you like workbook?
Now, another neat thing about workbook is that it only uses text-to-speech when it has to. So when you're arrowing over these letters with, I'm going to press home to jump to the top, to the beginning of the line.
T.
You hear that Igaretti said T, and as I arrow through it.
H-I-S space I-S space space T-E-S-T space W-I-T-H.
It's read with Igaretti. It's only when you arrow down.
Blank.
Is it raining?
That it's read with synthetic speech. So everything that we can read with human speech, we do. So it makes it really nice and clear when you're editing stuff. I'm going to show you another option the workbook has, which is the spell checker.
Do you like workbook?
So I'm going to write out
enter.
A sentence that has a spelling error.
D-O-S-W-E-S-I-E-S-O-P-T-O-R-S question.
I think I spelled computers wrong.
This is a test.
Let's see
with
if
workbook.
I did. I'm going to press Alt to bring up the menu bar.
Search.
And we're going to press right arrow.
Insert.
And right arrow again to
tools.
There we go. Down arrow to pull down tools.
Tools. Check spelling.
We could also press F7 to jump right there, but I wanted to arrow to it. So I'm going to press enter.
Loading spell checker. Mixed case.
Workbook.
Now, I spelled workbook with a capital B, and it doesn't like that. I'm going to tab to ignore because it's just fine. For
change,
me.
Change all. Ignore.
And press enter on it.
Misspelled word.
Computers.
C-O-M-P-U-T-O-R-S. Suggestions.
Computers.
C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R-S.
And as you found, I spelled computers wrong and it corrected it. That's good, so I'm going to press enter to change it to computers with an E-R-S.
Spell check completed.
This is
and
a test
back
workbook.
At the top of our file.
Do you like computers?
And it changed it for us. So there's workbook for you. Basically, it's an excellent way to practice your new typing skills for writing a letter or whatever you want. I'm going to press escape to exit workbook and return to TTT.
Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
Okay, our last option we're going to go through today is called Typing Speed. This is a great little option that is a good thing to do after a long day of typing. Basically, you can type whatever you want, and the computer will give you your typing speed after you've typed for a minute or so. I'm going to press T to activate typing speed.
Type for 1 minute.
And it's popped up a menu here of 1 minute or
2 minutes
or
3 minutes
or 5 minutes.
Two,
or
1 minute.
You. 1 minute's good. I'm actually going to escape out after a bit anyway.
Start typing now.
Which I'll do.
TFFATETWHFPP.
Okay, I'm going to press backspace to erase that double P.
P.
IGFPED.
And escape.
Great job. In 7 seconds, you hit 33 keys and typed 7 words. Your speed is 283 keys per minute, 60 words per minute, with an average word length of 4 letters. Okay.
Now, the neat thing about keys per minute is it gives children a really big number to remember. It tends to be helpful when they're just starting out learning to type. It's a lot more encouraging than words per minute, which is sometimes down in the 20s when you first start typing. So, that's good. I'm going to press OK and return to...
Talking Typing Teacher, File Cabinet.
This is probably as good a place as any to mention that Talking Typing Teacher is designed to work excellent for both professionals and home use. File Cabinet has a wealth of options to be used by professionals to set up students with passwords and groups of different students. You can make up your own customized lessons. You can do anything under the sun you could ever think of, and more, believe me. Now, if you're the one using Talking Typing Teacher, you probably won't have to worry about File Cabinet. TTT comes out of the box talking, and it's pretty well all set up to be used by an individual. We're going to go into a bit of detail about File Cabinet, though, so if you're a teacher or an educator, you can know how TTT will work for you. So I'm going to press Enter on
File Cabinet
and see what it gives us.
File Cabinet. Group Manager.
All right, so Igoretti said File Cabinet and gave us our first option, which is Group Manager. This is where you can create different groups of students. So if you've got several different classes, say, for example, you can set up a class for the name of each teacher, and each class can have their own grouping of students. So let's go in here.
Group Manager. Group Selection.
New Students.
One student. Two of two.
Okay, there it gave us a bit of information. First of all, it said group manager to tell us what dialogue we're in. Then it said group selection and said new students. That's the group where TTT puts all new students by default. Then it said two of two, which means we're in the second and last option in this combo box listing the groups. If we press up arrow, we'll see the first option.
Teacher.
One of two.
Now, the teacher group is where you can create an account for yourself as a teacher. You can also add other teachers, too. If you have a substitute teacher, you can add him or her to that group. Also, in TTT, you can have it set up so the teachers aren't asked for as many passwords, which makes your job as a teacher managing the program a whole lot easier, let me tell you. Okay, so let's just say I'm teaching a typing class. I'm going to press Tab once to go to the
Add
button and press Enter.
Add new group. Group name,
empty.
And I'm going to add a group called Danny's Typing Class.
D-A-N-Y-F-T-P-I-G-C-L-A-S.
And hit Enter.
Done. Group Manager. Group Selection.
Danny's Typing Class.
Empty. Two of three.
And there's Danny's Typing Class. So now I'm going to go out and create a student in that typing class so we can see how the students work as well. So I'm going to escape back out to File Cabinet.
File Cabinet. Group Manager.
And press Tab.
Student Manager.
There we go. And hit Enter.
Student Manager. Group Selection.
New Students.
Three of three.
Okay, so I'm going to press up arrow.
Danny's Typing Class.
Two of three.
There's our typing class. Now I'm going to press Tab.
Student Selection.
Empty.
Zero of zero.
No students in my typing class yet. Tab once more.
Add.
There's an Add button, so I'll press Enter.
Add new student. Username.
Empty.
And I'll add Craig.
C-A-G.
I'm going to press Tab.
Password.
Empty.
Now here's where I can put a password on his account so that other students can't log into him. We're not worried about passwords right now, so we're going to skip that and press Tab once more.
Okay.
To okay. And hit Enter.
Done. Student Manager. Group Selection.
Danny's Typing Class.
Student Selection.
Craig.
One of one.
And there's Craig. Okay, so now that we've got Craig created, let's log in as him so we can take some typing and then I'll show you a student report.
Log in.
There we go.
Done. File Cabinet. Group Manager.
Okay, so now we're logged in as Craig. Now we can make sure of that by pressing F2. This also comes in handy if we forget what the current student is. So let's just hit F2 and see what it says.
File Cabinet. Current student.
Craig.
Group.
Danny's Typing Class.
Good. So it says current student is Craig, and he's in the Danny's Typing Class group. That information is also shown at the top of the screen. So let's escape back out to TTT.
Talking Typing Teacher. File Cabinet.
And let's press L for Typing Lessons.
Welcome to Talking Typing Teacher.
Okay, so it's giving us our welcome screen again. That's only displayed the first time. Once we enter past that, we won't have to worry about that anymore. It just shows it for the first time so the student can get used to TTT and how it teaches the typing. So I'm going to press enter past that.
Typing lessons. Lesson selection.
I'm going to go down to lesson 23, so I'm actually going to type that in.
2, 3.
And hit it down arrow.
Lesson 23. Sentence practice, level 2.
Sound good? I'm going to press enter.
Well, we're back.
The sentences you're about to type.
And let's enter past those directions.
It takes 22 hours to make a Smartie.
Isn't that amazing?
Smartie.
Okay, now there I forgot Smartie was capitalized. Eager Ready denotes capital letters with a higher pitch. Some screen readers do it like that, and he's no different. So I'm going to type Smartie with a capital S now.
S-M-A-R-T-E dot.
There is such a thing as a barking bird.
T-E-E-I-F-F-A-T-I-G-A-F-A-B-R-G-B-R-D dot.
A snail can sleep for 3 years.
Lazy creatures. Okay, let's escape back out.
S-A. Talking typing teacher.
Now.
File cabinet.
Let's go in and see Craig's student report.
File cabinet.
F for file cabinet. Now I'm going to press S for student manager.
Student manager. Group.
And tab.
Student selection.
Craig.
There's Craig. Now I'm going to press tab once more.
View student report.
Now he has a student report for us to look at. So let's go in and snoop on him.
Student report for.
Craig.
Lesson selection.
Sentence practice, level number 2, level 3.
2 of 2.
That's the only lesson he's taken, is sentence practice. So let's press tab and listen to his student report.
Student report for...
Craig.
Date, Wednesday, May 15, 2002, 11:47 a.m. Lesson.
Sentence practice, level number 2, level 3.
Drills 3 through 20, not taken. Speed, 132 words per minute. Accuracy, 98%. Errors, 3.
Okay, so there it gave us Craig's student report, told us his speed and that he forgot to finish taking the rest of the lesson. Naughty fellow. Let's press tab.
Print.
There's a print button if we want a hard copy. We don't.
Close.
And there's a close button.
Student manager. Group selection.
Vanny's typing class.
2 of 3.
Okay, so there's student report. Let's escape back out to the main...
File cabinet. Group manager.
Dialogue. And we'll press tab twice.
Student manager. Typing teacher options.
Now, here's typing teacher options. Let's see what we've got in here.
Typing teacher options. Lesson manager.
There's lesson manager. We'll be going in there later. That's where you create customized typing lessons. We're going to tab past that.
Drill talk options.
Let's go in there, see what that's all about.
Drill talk options. Repeat drill every 20 seconds.
Okay, that's repeat drill, so you can have the drill repeated every so often if you forget what it is. That comes in handy.
Speak incorrect key? No. 2 of 2.
Speak incorrect key. So that means that, remember when I forgot to capitalize Smartie? If I had this turned on, when I press the lowercase s, Clever Karen would say s like normal, then you'd hear the wrong key noise, and then Eager Ready would say capital S, and then the rest of Smartie. I'm going to tab to the next one.
Sounds on. 1 of 2.
Remember how I said we could turn those off? I like them on, though.
Delay between sentences, 0.7 seconds.
Now, that's for reading the directions. Right now, we've got it set to 0.7 seconds. If you're in level 1 and you're teaching a student that's younger, you may want to set this to a longer delay between sentences, say a second. If you're the one learning to type and you want to go through the curriculum a bit quicker and you don't mind having sentences kind of quickly presented to you, you can set this to a shorter delay.
Okay.
And there's our okay button. So let's click that.
Typing teacher options. Lesson
and
manager.
Lesson manager. So let's tab.
Drill talk options.
Pass that.
Key practice options. Say directions.
Yes.
Okay, say directions. That, remember when you were in key practice and it said hit A, push B? You can turn that off if you find it distracting and then it'll just say A and then you press A.
Number of tries, 3.
Number of tries. Again, for key practice. So if it tells you to press A and you press X 3 times, it'll go on to the next key.
Number of drills, 10.
Number of drills. That applies for key practice, word practice, and sentence practice. So you can set that to 15 or 20. I think it goes all the way up to 100. You'll be there a while for that.
Time limit in minutes, empty.
And there's our time limit box. If you want to put a limit on how much time you or your student should spend taking a lesson or working on sentence practice.
Okay.
And there's our OK button. So let's click that and go back to...
File cabinet.
Okay, let's go through some more options. We're going to tab.
Student typing teacher options.
Pass typing teacher options.
Options.
To options. Now under here we have three things.
Options. File cabinet options.
File cabinet options, which we'll go into first. And then we have some options for.
Marvel Talk options.
Marvel Talk.
Display options.
And display options. So we'll tab back.
File cabinet options.
To file cabinet and hit enter.
File Cabinet Options. Ask for passwords when logged into a teacher account.
Remember how I mentioned before that you didn't have as many passwords to enter if you were logged into a teacher account? You can set passwords on File Cabinet, changing options and exiting the program. If you're logged into a teacher account, though, you can make it so you don't have to enter those passwords. It comes in pretty handy.
Require login at startup? No.
Require login at startup, so if you are just an individual using the program, you can have login turned off and you'll all just be using the same account. If you want your students to log in so they're all using their own account, you just set that to yes.
Allow creation of new accounts at startup? Yes.
Okay, so if you don't want a student to create another account, say he enters his name incorrectly, you might not want that to create a new account. So you can make it so you as a teacher are the only one allowed to create new accounts. Tab to the next option.
Assign random password to new accounts? No.
That's kind of a neat one. It means that all passwords are guaranteed to be secure. It assigns a real doozy of a password. That means that you can have a 6-digit randomly generated password assigned to each account you create. It's a really good way to make sure that all passwords are secure if you're concerned about security in TTT.
Password for File Cabinet, empty.
There's our password for File Cabinet.
Options, empty.
And for Options,
exit, empty.
And for exiting the program.
Backup program database.
That's a neat one. That means if you want to back up your whole student database, all the customized lessons you've created, you can back it up on floppy or on another hard drive, whatever you want. We won't go into that, but it's a really easy to use tool. You basically just tell it where and it does the rest.
Restore program database.
Bet you saw that coming. That restores your database from a backup you've made previously. So if you've changed to a new computer system and you want to restore the old database you had, or if you have a computer crash, you can restore the backup you made before.
Default options.
Now, default options, that means that all student accounts are created with options that we've set here at Marvelsoft. If you, say, want to make the font bigger or want to have your key talk voice as Eager Eddie, you can change that and then create all your students, and it means you don't have to keep going into options and changing your keyboard voice 35 times.
Logout students.
Logout students. In TTT, all student accounts are marked as logged in when the student's using them. If you have a power failure or something, though, and the program doesn't shut down properly, you can just click this button and it logs out all the students, so each student doesn't get a "you're logged into this student account already, do you want to log in again" message. Good thing to do if you have a power failure.
Okay.
And our OK button. So we're going to click that and go back to File Cabinet.
File Cabinet. Group Manager.
Okay, let's do one more fun thing before we close. Let's go into Options and go into Lesson Manager and create a customized typing lesson. Let's say your student doesn't want to type ASDF 10 times. You just want a lesson that goes ASDF, FDSA, and then type Sad Dad or something. So let's go into
Student Typing Teacher Options.
Typing Teacher Options and hit Enter.
Typing Teacher Options. Lesson Manager.
That's what we want, so I'll press Enter again.
Lesson Manager. Lesson Selection.
Demo.
One of one.
There's the only customized lesson that ships with TTT. It's a demo that basically goes through a customized lesson. We're going to make our own because we don't really care for the demo right now.
Add.
There's our add button. I'll press enter.
Add new lesson. Lesson name, empty.
Okay, so let's call our lesson ASDNF.
A comps S comps D comps A D F.
And hit enter.
Drill type directions. One of three.
Okay, so now we can create our lesson using any combination of directions, keys, and words and phrases. Let's do a set of directions before we continue.
Directions, empty.
Let's just say
D-S-O-E-T-O-T-S-E-F-O-N dot.
Welcome to this lesson.
Welcome to this lesson. Okay, so we're going to press tab.
Add.
To our add button, and we'll add another drill.
Drill type directions. One of three.
We don't want to set in second direction, so we're going to press down arrow.
Keys. Two of three.
To keys, and I'll press tab.
Keys, empty.
And I'll type
A-D-F. Enter.
And F-D-S-A. Now I'll press tab again.
Add.
To add, and hit enter.
Drill type directions. One of three.
And I'll press down arrow two.
Keys. Words and phrases.
Words and
three
phrases.
Three of three.
And let's just type
words and phrases.
F-A-D. Enter. D-A-D.
Dad.
N-A-D.
And fad.
Add.
Now I'll add one more set of directions.
Drill type directions.
And say
direction.
A-P-S-O-E-N-O-E-D-S-O-R-E-F-A-B-S-S-E-D-1.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Have a nice day.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Have a nice day.
Add. Remove. Back. Finish.
And tab to finish.
Done. Lesson Manager. Lesson Selection.
A, S, D, and F.
One of two.
We just created our first customized typing lesson. Now, let's go in and take it.
Typing File Cabinet. Talking Typing.
Escape back to TTT.
Explore Typing Lessons.
Tab to Typing Lessons.
Typing Lessons. Lesson Selection. Lesson 23.
Now we're going to press Shift Tab.
Level Selection.
To our Level Selection. And press End.
Customized Lessons.
To get to Customized Lessons. I'm going to press Tab.
Lesson Selection.
Demo.
2 of 2.
There's our lesson selection. I'm going to press up arrow.
A, S, D, and F.
To get one to our ASDF lesson, and press Enter to take it.
Directions.
Welcome to this lesson.
Hit Enter when you're ready to continue.
Okay, so I'll press Enter.
A, S, D, F.
Eager Ready reads the drill.
A, S, D, F.
F, D, S, A.
F, D, F, A.
Get a little
marvelous.
Tune.
Sad.
Sad.
F, A, D.
Bad.
D, A, D.
Fab.
F, A, D.
Great going.
Tune. Get some music because we're finished our lesson.
Directions.
Hope you enjoyed yourself. Have a nice day.
Strike Enter to proceed.
And that's the end of our lesson. So we'll press Enter.
Talking Typing Teacher. File Cabinet.
You'll notice that in our customized typing lesson, the words we entered, dad, sad, and fad, were read with synthetic speech. Now that's because you enter your own words and phrases into these customized lessons, and we don't know what you're going to enter beforehand, so we can't record them here at Marvelsoft. All of our lessons, though, are read with Eager Eddie and Clever Karen, all of our keys, words and phrases, sentences, the whole shebang. So as much as possible, you'll want to stick with our curriculum and design customized lessons for students that want to really excel or practice more on lessons. Diverge from the program a bit if you want to. As much of those as possible, though, are read with human speech. That's all the keys that you can type and all that kind of thing. So now we're back at TTT. I wonder how we're doing for time.
It's 12:08 p.m.
Almost lunchtime. That was Control T to read the current time. You can do that anywhere in a Marvelsoft program. We have a bit of time left, so let's go into options. I'm going to press F8. You can do that anywhere in the program.
Options. Marvel Talk Options.
And we have Marvel Talk Options. Let's take a quick peek in here and see what we've got.
Marvel Talk Options. Screen Talk Options.
Screen Talk Options. That controls who's your screen talk voice for letters, how shortcut keys are read, stuff like that. A lot of neat stuff in there, but we won't go into that right now.
Synthetic speech options.
That's what we want to check out. Let's see what we've got in here.
Synthetic speech options. Use synthetic speech? Yes. 1 of 2.
If you shut that off and you've got a really slow computer that can't handle TTS, you can shut text-to-speech off and then it spells everything out. Not too bad. We'll leave that on for now, though, definitely.
Rate 4.
Testing speech at rate 4.
Let's say we want to slow that down. I'm going to press up arrow.
3.
Testing speech at rate 3.
Yeah, he's slow. Let's press Tab.
Pitch 3.
Testing speech at pitch 3.
Let's make him sound like a robot. I'm going to press Home.
0.
Testing speech at pitch 0.
Can't stand it.
1, 2, 3.
Down to 3
again.
Testing
speech at pitch 3.
Okay, and we've
volume
got
9.
Volume, which
testing
is good.
Testing speech at volume 9.
And let's press Tab.
Voice.
Mic. Testing speech using mic.
There are lots of neat voices in here. There's a whole bunch of them. Let's just go through a couple. Then we've got Mary.
Mary. Testing speech using Mary.
Now, it changed the voice to Mary. We've got
Sam. Testing speech using Sam.
And there's a whole bunch of other ones we can get. We've got Robosofts and all sorts of them. Let's change it back to Mike.
Mike. Testing speech using Mike.
Okay.
And we'll press okay.
Options saved. Talking typing teacher.
Now it saved our rate at 3 and told us that our options were saved. In options, we also have one more that we're not going to bother going into today because we can get the screen all set up and you're not going to care as an audio demo, but you can go in there and get the font set just the way you like it. You can get larger print or a font that's easier to read. You can set the background and text color to get good contrast for visually impaired users. You can also set TTT to use an animated character, which is really cool. You can get Genie, Merlin, a wizard, Petey, the little flying bird, or Robbie the robot to pop up whenever you're taking typing lessons or key practice or whatever. They're always glad to congratulate you when you get keys right and proceed through the lessons, so that makes it a lot more interesting, too. Okay, one more really quick thing here, folks. Let's go into Help Desk. This is all completely read with human speech, so it's really neat if you've got a quick question you want answered. You can always take a quick trip to the Help Desk and find out. So let's press H to jump to Help Desk.
Hello there, and thanks for dropping by the Help Desk. What can we get for you this afternoon? Use your arrow keys to select the pamphlet you want, then hit Enter to read it. What would you like to read about the program? 1 of 20.
And we've got a whole bunch of options here.
Contact Marvelsoft. 2 of 20.
Learn how to contact us.
Mission statement. Marvelsoft on the web. Technical support. System requirements. Setting up the program. Use over a network. Getting started. Introducing MarvelTalk. MarvelTalk hotkey guide. Screen display. Quick help. Third help desk. Talking typing teacher. 15 of 20.
Let's click on that because that'll tell us more about TTT. I'm going to press Enter to open the pamphlet.
When you've finished reading this pamphlet, just hit Escape to return to the help desk. You can also read the text line by line by simply using your arrow keys. And to access the Find feature and lots of other options, just press the Alt key. Happy reading.
Talking Typing Teacher. Welcome to the most powerful and interactive typing program ever written. Marblesoft is proud to present Talking Typing Teacher, the number one way to take your typing skills at any level and build and enhance them beyond your wildest expectations.
I'm going to press F12 to pause that. You'll notice that Clever Karen is reading the help desk information. She's kind of your help voice when you go into help desk. She reads all the pamphlets for us. Let's press F12 to continue another couple of sentences. You can press F12 anywhere in a Marblesoft program to pause what's being said, by the way.
Here is the only program on the market that will take you or your students step-by-step through the fun and exciting process of learning to type with two of the friendliest and most capable teachers in the world.
She's one of them. Okay, let's escape back out to TTT.
Help Desk. Talking Typing Teacher. File Cabinet.
Alrighty, so our audio demo's finished. We've taken a tour of TTT. Let's press Shift-Tab once.
Exit.
To the exit button and hit Enter.
Exit Talking Typing Teacher. What do you want the computer to do? Exit to Windows. 1 of 5.
Got a couple of options here. We can either exit to Windows.
Standby.
2. Go on standby.
Restart Windows. Restart computer. Shut down. 5 of 5.
Or shut down. We just want to exit back to Windows for today, so we'll press home to jump back to...
Exit to Windows. 1 of 5.
Press tab.
Show this screen next time you exit. Yes. 1 of 2.
This screen will drive some people crazy, so... That option is there if you want to shut it off. Personally, I think it's kind of neat. Press tab once more to...
Okay.
And press enter.
Marblesoft, the future of sound.
Well, there you have it, folks. An audio demo of Talking Typing Teacher. Basically, TTT is a really unique program because not only does it use human speech, but it presents the whole typing curriculum in a fun and interesting way, which makes the whole process of learning to type really enjoyable. The setup for TTT is really easy. I can do it, and if I can, anybody can. I just did it this morning. Again, it's all read with human speech, which makes it really easy to set up. If you have any questions about TTT that I haven't covered, and I'm sure I've missed a whole bunch of things, feel free to give us a call. Our phone number is 1-800-987-1231. That number again is 1-800-987-1231. You can also check out our website if you want at www.marvelsoft.com, and we'll be glad to answer any questions you may have. If you'd like to order TTT, you can give us a call at that number I gave you before, or check out our website. And if you ever have any questions after purchasing the product, you can give us a call at our tech support line, free of charge, whenever you want, as many times as you want. That number is 1-800-996-1293. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this demo as much as I did creating it. You have yourself a wonderful day.